Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roberts. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover an article called What Women Mean When They Say I Don't Need a Man, written by Paula Gallagher for Evie Magazine. I'll now read parts of the article that I believe to be important and then share my thoughts about them. So here goes, and I quote, I don't need a man. I also don't need to eat bacon or drink red wine or wear mascara, but I enjoy them and they make my life better. Historically, women needed men to provide for them and protect them. Up through the 1800s in Western civilization, the great majority of women of the gentlemanly class and higher were economically pressured to marry, to provide a roof over their head, and to put food on their table. But nowadays, we women can get PhDs in full-time, well-paying jobs. We can buy our own food and pay our own rent. We're not usually being hunted by wild animals. We can travel the world on our own. If we want to have children, we don't have to have a relationship with a man. We can just get a sperm donor, or have a one-night hookup, or adopt a baby. So yes, I don't need a man seems like a completely true statement. But I don't need a man has been overexpanded to take on more and different meanings. It's become a mantra of the mainstream feminist ideology. For other women, it's a coping mechanism or superficial slogan that doesn't really mean what it says. Women really don't need men to live fulfilled lives, or so we're told. Human beings have needs like food, water, air, meaning, and a sense of safety, as well as sleep, health, etc. Oh, and love too. Psychotherapist Catherine Schaffler points out a kind of shame that young women express to her in her practice. These women say, I know I should be happy alone, but I'm just not. I think about getting married and starting a family a lot. All the time, actually. I know, it's psycho. I don't know what's wrong with me. Mainstream feminism has pathologized the basic human need for love, intimacy, and connection. Women now feel shame for their natural primal desire for a husband and children. They feel guilty for their own needs for meaningful love. Many women are throwing around statements like, I don't need a man, but they really mean something else. When we women tell ourselves we don't need relationships, we're lying to ourselves and repressing our emotions and our needs, and are pretty much using unhealthy coping mechanisms. Women throw around reasons that they're single like, I'm focusing on self-improvement, or I value my freedom more, or I don't have to work around a man's schedule. Paula says that she doesn't need a man, but she wants a man, her husband in particular. She ends her article saying that women shouldn't feel shamed for wanting a man. I'll discuss my thoughts about her article in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sane Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to women only saying they need a man as a coping strategy for their loneliness, Clown World show. Of course, women don't need a man to fulfill their physical needs anymore. But they still have the basic human need for love, intimacy, and connection. We men, on the other hand, don't need them physically or emotionally. We don't self-destruct when we don't have someone to abuse as our emotional tampon. We don't need them when we realize that love doesn't exist anymore, because they don't love us the way that we love them. Our connection to them is like that of a video game player and an NPC in that game, a warm body to populate a simulated world. The male need for intimacy also dies down around the age of 35 to 40. They, on the other hand, keep telling themselves consciously that they don't need no man, but subconsciously they do. Women's suppressed need to be loved and to connect to a man leads her to other pursuits for dopamine, mainly eating, I think. I just went to the DMV today and all the women behind the counters were 250 to 300 pounds at least. Many probably single cat ladies that don't need no man, because the government is paying them. There was also a tatted up junior land whale with long pink hair and back boobs in front of me. She probably hadn't blimped up fully yet because her boyfriend was there with her. Women are just lying to themselves about not needing emotional tampons. I think it's sort of like the whole fake it till you make it thing, and they're just hoping that if they say it enough times that somehow they won't need a man anymore. I think that when a woman hears a man say he doesn't need a woman or relationships in his life, it reminds her of her inability to do the same. She's just copying men by saying that she doesn't need a man. But it's not true when it comes to emotional satisfaction, and it pisses her off because it shows how unequal men and women are biologically. She needs a man to dump her crap onto emotionally, or she self-destructs. She doesn't want you to know about that weakness. A guy that goes monk mode is not only saying he doesn't need a woman, but he's also saying he doesn't want a woman. A woman hears that knowing he's being serious, and she gets jealous and pissed off because she can't really be as emotionally and materially independent as he is. Whenever I say something like that, women often say, well, if you're going your own way, then why do you discuss women all the time? Meanwhile, that's just projection because many of those so-called independent women out there discuss men all the time. And they don't want us to point out that fact first, because then it'll reveal how desperate for male attention they really are. Their survival instincts and subconscious is hardwired to seek men out for survival. Sure, women know they don't need a man to put a roof over their heads and put food on their plates, but evolution doesn't know that. They are evolved for dangerous environments where if they don't have men around, they typically die. Our biological evolution has a long way to go to catch up to civilization. So all those independent women feel anxiety, and they know they shouldn't feel it, but that's always there anyway. Someone in the comments section under the article said this, and I quote, "The counterpoint is that men don't really need women. I believe that there is a movement, or an ideology depending on your perspective, called MGTOW. Now that group appears to have a bunch of hateful, shouty people at its fringes. But at the center of it is just men doing their own thing without looking for relationships with the opposite gender. Just as the feminist movement does. My point is that it appears strange that when a woman doesn't, or says that she doesn't need a man in a relationship, for whatever reason, that is applauded by women. But when a man does the exact same thing, it's shouted down as misogyny." Unquote. The reason a man saying he's going his own way is seen as a misogynist is because women feel that he's depriving women of very survival itself. He might as well walk her to starve or basically get eaten by lions in the wilderness. That's how they emotionally react to it. It's irrational, but women's survival instinct kicks in when they respond automatically the few times I've told women I'm going my own way. It also reminds them of how they can't be alone, and at the very least they need a sister, a roommate, or animal there in order to basically have some emotional support, especially when they don't receive it from a male. If you're someone cursed with creativity, you die a little bit each day when you can't express yourself. Women appear to be cursed with the constant need to dump their bad fifis onto others, and they know this and hate it, but can't really help themselves. They go insane a little bit each day if they don't have that special simp in their life and become his wife. It's probably their biggest weakness, and you rarely hear them talking about it. This article from Evie Magazine tries to cover up the idea that women don't need a man, but they simply want a man. They won't make mention that they need social contact to keep from going insane. The psychologist even says that women could constantly obsess over having a husband and family, and they didn't know what was going on with them or what was wrong with them. Almost like they had some sort of OCD. As a creative person, I need to create something. It doesn't matter in what medium, all that matters is that I express myself. Sure, I don't need to express myself in order to survive physically, but if I don't, then I'm a miserable fuck. Why do you think that so many feminist and independent women are insufferable these days? Doesn't the obesity epidemic and women deciding to self-medicate with Cheetos instead of giving into their base instinct of needing a man have something to do with this? A lot of you guys going your own way for many years in monk mode feel a sense of calm you've never experienced in your life. It's incredible, and what you're feeling you're not supposed to feel, because somewhere out there you're depriving some woman of her sanity, because if you were with her, she would slowly make you insane with nagging. The female collective is very upset and slowly taking over society to tear it down. So the men and women have to work together once again for mutual survival. That's what my gut is telling me. But to end off this video, I just wanted to share a realization I've had about our world shifting from globalism to more of a bipolar one. We're seeing gynocentric traditionalism in places like China, Russia, Iran, Eastern Europe, and Turkey, versus the gynocentric feminism that's found in much of the rest of the world. There seems to be this decoupling of the two societies, and both sides have very different value systems. At the heart of both of them is blue-pilled men catering and simping to the women in their societies. We also see a sort of cultural bipolar situation in America as well. Places like Miami, Florida, thanks to Cuban immigrants, are remaining relatively traditional. But many parts of the Bay Area of California in places like Muffachusetts are becoming feminist gynocentric enclaves. The terrible thing is that the world and America are dividing into two gynocentric camps of blue-pilled men with different worldviews on women and family, and might plunge us into WW3 because of what types of women they like to plunge into. Men going their own way understand that the only solution is a third way where men are freed from women. That's the only way to free ourselves from women's nagging. Usually when times get tough, women collectively complain about things and dump their negativity onto men. And then those men feel bad from all the emotional abuse we suffer, so we're more likely to go to war. At least that's my theory. But wars are often fought for resources and women consume the majority of them. To give their women a better life so they would stop nagging temporarily, men had to kill and enslave men from other places. Without women ruling the gynocentric roost, men would work together to increase the size of the economic and resource pie for everyone, and learn to make the existing pie go further. But if we tried to do that with wives and girlfriends around, we never could, because they would complain about my lifestyle. If we figure out asexual reproduction one day and end the nagging once and for all, there will be peace on Earth, because men won't have to compete with one another for scarce resources. But we could also make do with less or figure out ways to make more sustainably. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Robert for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that lesbians have told me that they would rather get smashed by a man because the women they're with weren't interested in smashing them all that often. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that nag men in Russia and China to go to war against the men in America away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.